Former administration officials at Muncie Community Schools used $10 million in bonds that were supposed to make building repairs to instead pay for general operating expenses. The misappropriated bonds were the major reason state lawmakers put MCS first under the control of a state emergency management team and a year later into the hands of Ball State University. As part of that bill, the district was allowed to ask for a $12 million interest-free state loan. The distressed unit appeals board fielded the request Thursday. Interim Chief Financial Officer Bob Coddington showed the board financial projections of where the district would be with and without the loan. He says the state loan will help actually make the promised repairs.
We need to get our buildings up to speed that we promised our community in 2014. And that's why we're here. We either can't do the GO bond or we can't do the field house. So without the $12 million, so this isn't going to work.
DUEB members unanimously approved the loan request. It now goes to the State Board of Finance, which will ultimately decide whether to give MCS the money. If the loan is granted, the district will begin paying it back in July 2020, taking no more than 10 years to do so. Stephanie Weekman, IPR News.